You know that feeling, right? You're on a website, maybe browsing, maybe about to buy something, and then, nah, you change your mind. Your mouse drifts up to that close tab button. It happens all the time. High bounce rates, they call it. Usually you might get hit with some big pop-up, right? The discount code, sign up now. Stuff that often just makes you click away faster. But today we're diving into something, well, different. It's called JokeR.bar, and its whole angle, its unique approach to stopping you leaving. Humor. So our mission here is to figure out how JokeR.bar is using basically a well-timed joke to try and stop that bounce and maybe, just maybe, get that conversion.
Yeah, and what's really noteworthy, I think, isn't just, you know, another tool, it's the strategy behind it. Most of these tactics, they rely on urgency or logic, like 10% off now or limited time. This one taps straight into emotion, humor. That's a pretty interesting shift in digital strategy, I'd say. Cool. A move away from the hard sell.
Okay, so let's break it down. What is JokeR.bar? Fundamentally, the source material we looked at calls it, pretty simply, a funny sticky bar.
Right. Not a huge screen blocking thing. Just a bar. And the really clever bit is when it shows up. It's not just random.
Ah, the timing.
Exactly. It says, it triggers a well-timed, funny, sticky bar when visitors try to exit. That's exit intent technology.
Yeah.
It's trying to guess, you know, based on your mouse movement, maybe.
Like heading towards the X button really fast?
Precisely. That kind of behavior. Yeah. It detects that you're probably about to leave, and bam, that's when the joke appears. Critical moment stuff.
Okay, so it delivers this joke right when you're halfway out the door. But why? What's the actual goal? It's not just about a quick laugh, is it?
No. The source points to a double purpose, really. First, to stop bounce, obviously, just interrupt that leaving pattern. But second, and this is key, give your site one last shot to convert.
So the joke is like a little pause button or something unexpected that might make you just stop for a second, maybe reconsider.
Potentially, yeah. It's banking on that moment of surprise, that little bit of a positive feeling from the humor to break the automatic closed tab reflex.
Now, this is super new, right?
Oh, definitely. The source mentioned it was launched in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time the info was gathered, it had absolutely no reviews on Product Hunt.
Wow. Okay. So very early days. Unproven, really.
Totally. Which means for any site owner thinking about this, it's a bit of a leap of faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
Weighing that novelty against... well, not knowing if it actually works yet.
It really makes you think, though, for you listening, why might a simple joke work where, you know, a big flashy offer fails?
Maybe it bypasses our online defenses. We're so used to being sold to.
Yeah, maybe because it doesn't immediately ask for your email or your money. It just offers a little moment.
And if you run a website, you have to wonder, like, is this pointing towards something bigger? Like using more subtle emotional nudges instead of just yelling louder. It's about how the interaction makes the user feel, especially at those critical points.
So JokeR.bar is this quite surprising blend of trying to be funny and trying to optimize conversion.
A little nudge using humor, hoping to change your mind at the very last second.
It definitely gets you thinking beyond just JokeR.bar itself.
For sure. If humor can be a tool, what else? What other maybe unconventional emotional angles could work? Could you use, say, empathy? Or maybe spark curiosity in a different way? What does that mean for the user experience if sites start trying to engineer our feelings more deliberately?
That's definitely something to chew on. It suggests the digital landscape might get, well, emotionally smarter, perhaps.
Could be. The tools are getting more sophisticated.
So, next time you find yourself about to click away from a website, just pause for a second. Keep an eye out. You might just encounter one of these new, maybe slightly weird, possibly funny attempts to keep you there. Think about how these little nudges affect you and what it might mean for the web we all use.